You strap yourself in?
Have I ever not helped you before? I get that he's angry, but he should know we don't stand a chance against that thing.
Why would he? We've been telling them Themis is invincible for 10 years.
Well, we can't wipe out a city in 10 seconds like it did. Here. Snug, not tight.
Thank you. Now aren't you strapped in already?
Ha-ha.
EDC Command, we're almost ready to go. Vincent, you ready? He nods in approval, so I'm pushing up with my arms. Knees forward, Vincent. And we're up. They told us to follow the highway. What's it called?
A-13, for a while.
That one. Right up until we hit the dirt field the alien made. We might have to step on that highway in a few places. Our apologies to British road workers. EDC, can you tell us how far we are from target?
About 30 miles.
Is this Rose?
Yes, Kara. You should be there in a half hour.
Hi, Rose. I just hope Vincent can keep up the pace.
We'll be there in 20 minutes.
Nothing more predictable than a man's ego. We're moving. Rose, do we have a death toll yet?
We don't know. A lot.
Probably better we don't know anyway. So does anyone still think there's a chance that robot will calm down when he sees us? No one here is raising their hands.
I won't lie to you and say anyone here is overly confident, but perhaps seeing something familiar?
Rose! You thought sending us was stupid before the army stepped in. I don't think our odds have gotten any better now that it destroyed half of London.
Sending tanks was a bad idea. No one denies that.
I don't really care if they deny it or not. What I'd like is for those suits to come up here and take our place. But there's no point talking about it now. We'll be walking for a while. I don't think we have anything to say that'll last 30 minutes, so we should have some music for you in a sec. Vincent, what do we have for our road trip?
Kim Mitchell.
Who the hell is Kim Mitchell?
You don't know Patio Lanterns? My mom really liked Kim Mitchell. Used to be my date music when I had someone over for dinner a long, long time ago.
Oh, God. You mean girls. So, Rose, we leave you with some bad 80s music courtesy of a pubescent Quebecois. Ugh, I can just picture you at 15. You had a mustache, didn't you?
Thank you, Kara.
File number 1443, continued. Mission log. Captain Kara Resnick and Vincent Couture, Earth Defense Corps. Location, London, England.
Shit! I can't see anything. Vincent, are you all right?
I'm okay. Just disoriented. What about you?
I think I dislocated my shoulder. What the hell was that?
I don't know. He must have seen us through the buildings.
Vincent, what happened?
He shot at us, Rose. That's what happened. And I can tell you that wasn't a push. Whatever he shot us with knocked us on our ass about 100 feet from where it hit us. In case there was any doubt left, he is not happy to see us. I don't think we're gonna shake hands.
Where are you?
I don't know. We're on our back, lots of tall buildings. I see one that looks like a pickle. We're not that far from where the damage stops. Must be 2 or 3 miles from where he's at.
GPS has you in the financial district. That building must be the Gherkin. Did you see what he hit you with?
I didn't see anything. Not the robot, especially not the shot. All I saw was a sea of dirt ahead of us. I'm telling you, that robot is pissed. It's still shooting at us. I can see flashes of light above our head every 3 seconds or so.
Vincent, what do you say we get out of here?
Go where? I'm happy where we are now.
We're lying down in the middle of downtown London.
Exactly. How often do we get to do that?
Vincent.
All right. I'll turn on the shield if you can move your arm.
I can hold it up. Getting us up will be harder. Ready?
Say the word.
I'm pushing. We're up. Turn, turn, turn. Give me the shield now.
Shield to maximum.
Son of a bitch.
Kara, what's happening? The helicopters turned away when the robots started shooting. We lost visual. You'll have to talk us through while we switch to satellite.
We're getting pounded here. I see him about a mile away. He must have gotten closer while we were down.
Have you tried firing at it?
Not yet. We've been busy getting our ass kicked. Vincent, give me the sword. Mid-size. Damn! Ready? Fire! Did we hit him?
Yep. You got him right in the...
Where?
You got him right in the legs. He didn't even budge. Rose, we can't fight this guy.
Can you...
Kara, what are you doing?
What's going on?
Kara's... engaging in diplomacy.
She's what?
She's giving him the finger. Very mature, Kara.
This is...
Run, Vincent. My shoulder can't take much more of this.
One at a time, please. What did you say, Kara?
I said run.
I'm not turning my back to this guy. He'll have us down in one shot.
I meant run at him.
Why would I do that?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Ah! Damn, that hurts. Because fuck him, that's why.
Kara, the sword won't go through his shield.
I don't care about the sword.
Kara!
Trust me, Vincent. Run.
Tabarnak. EDC Control, we're about to do something really stupid. It was nice knowing you all.
Faster, Vincent. Come on. Faster, run his ass down.
I'm trying.
Almost there. Turn our shield off. Ugh. You felt that one, didn't you?
All right, so we tackle him, now what?
Now he's not shooting at us, that's what. Get ready to discharge Themis.
It's not working!
What do you mean it's not working?
How the hell should I know? I'm pressing the button and it's not working. Might be his energy shield. How long can you hold him, Kara?
Not long.
We're feeding off that shield of his. Themis will discharge all on her own if you hold on long enough.
He's too strong. I can't hold on. Give me the sword, mid-size.
There.
Fire!
Kara, you're pointing at the ground.
Shut up and fire the damn thing!
There! You just made a big hole under our feet! We're knee-deep into a giant crater now!
Make the sword a little longer. Fire! Vincent, I said fire!
I am, but what are you doing? You're just making the hole deeper! This is bedrock! We won't be able to move!
Again.
Okay, that's it. We're up to our neck. We're stuck. I can't even move my legs!
Well, he's stuck in that hole with us. Bet you he can't move either.
That's... kinda cool.
Better than being shot at, isn't it? Now let's see if I can just... twist my left arm. Damn, this is tight. Ah, there we go. Give me the shield, now!
What?
Shield!
What size?
Doesn't matter. Maximum size.
Alright, it's on. I don't think it's working. There's no room.
It's doing something. I can see the energy field around him.
You're right. It's getting brighter. It's flickering. Oh, I love you, Kara Resnick!
You love me because I thought of a way to save your ass.
Hey, it might not work. I love you even if it doesn't. That's like 50% selfless.
You're so romantic.
Kara, listen.
What?
Hear that sound? That's metal grinding on metal. His energy field is down. Is our shield still on?
It's on, all right. I can feel it pushing against my arm.
Do you think you'll cut through the metal?
Look.
Yeah!
Booyah! You messed with the wrong girl, asshole. Oh, you like me now, Vincent, don't you?
What's happening? Are you okay? We can't see anything on satellite.
Hi, Rose. Yeah, we're good. We're just looking at the sky above us. Kara's crazy. We're stuck in a giant hole, but we're okay. A little banged up, but you should see the other guy.
We can't see anything. Are you sure he's disabled?
I think so. We cut him in half. Don't want to sound overly optimistic, but I'm pretty sure we won this one.
How?
He couldn't move anymore. Neither could we. We just let Themis's shield grind against his energy field until it gave out. Then the shield just kept on going.
Congratulations. Military folks here are really impressed. No one here would have thought of that.
Didn't think of it either. You can thank the psychopath who told me to run at the robot and tackle him.
You said yes.
Have you tried saying no to Kara? I'd rather face the bad guy.
Can you stop talking about me like I'm not here? Vincent, what do you say we get out of this hole?
Sure. Wanna tell me how?
We could let Themis discharge like we did in Denver.
No, Kara, don't.
Why?
They want the other robot.
You said we couldn't vaporize it.
Probably not, but we sliced it open and the pilots might get wiped out.
Vincent's right. It wouldn't hurt if we could talk to them.
Okay, fine. So how do we get out?
Can you move your right arm? We can shoot around with the sword, make a bigger hole.
Nope. That arm's stuck pointing down. Any other bright ideas? Yes? He has no clue. Rose, can you send someone to dig us out?
There's a team on the way. It might take them a while to dig deep enough.
I figured as much.
Kara?
Don't talk to me. I'm pissed. I want to get out of here, but you don't want to hurt the guys that were shooting at us a minute ago. Now I'm stuck in a hole for God knows how long.
You're smiling.
Maybe, but I'm pissed.
You're happy.
I guess I am.
Kara?
What? Why are you grinning?
Kara Resnick, you have made me...
Oh, no! You're going to propose now?
I...
Stop. Stop. We don't want the same things. I'm not ready for the whole family thing.
I know.
No kids.
I know.
Do you really want to grow old with just grumpy old me?
No offense, Kara, but I don't think either of us will get to grow old, especially if we're together. The only question is, do I want to die young with anyone else?
Part 2. All in the Family. File number 1521. Interview with Brigadier General Eugene Govender, Commander, Earth Defense Corps. Location, New Dynasty Chinese Restaurant, DuPont Circle, Washington, D.C.
Sit down, Eugene.
What's good here?
You should try the Kung Pao chicken. The Indonesian rice is also very good.
I'll have what you're having. How was the wedding?
It was a surprisingly large affair. I did not think Ms. Resnick... Excuse me, Mrs. Resnick...
She'll kill you if you call her that.
...that either of them would want a traditional ceremony, let alone that they would indulge in such a lavish celebration afterwards.
Oh, weddings aren't about the bride and groom. You propose or you say yes because you love the other person. You start imagining your perfect wedding, a small thing outdoors, intimate... with just the people you're closest to. It takes about a week after you announce it before you realize that the proposal was really the only part of getting married that was about you. The wedding itself, that's all about your mother, your aunt who's dying, how it'll look like you're taking sides if this second cousin you never met isn't invited. Still, where was it held?
At a hotel in Detroit. You were greatly missed.
I doubt they even noticed.
They watched you on television after the ceremony. That would suggest they were aware of your absence.
Well, I get that they wanted to get married on the anniversary of their victory, but there was another ceremony in London. Someone had to be there. Who has their wedding in December, anyway?
I thought the London Memorial would be on the anniversary of the attack.
I guess they wanted to focus on the positive. I don't blame them. 136,000 dead.
At the risk of sounding insensitive, that number is lower than what I anticipated.
136,000 is a lot of dead husbands and wives, sons and daughters. I would call you an asshole, but I thought the same thing. It could easily have been a million.
We were lucky.
This time.
Do you believe they will come back?
Don't you? We don't even know what they came for. I don't think it was to pick a fight with the British Army. Do you?
I do not. They could have attacked at any time. It is a reasonable assumption that the British government precipitated this conflict.
Well, they're dead now. Their robots destroyed. Their two pilots were dead when we got there. We don't know if they died when their robot was sliced in half, or if they committed suicide to avoid being captured. But the end result's the same. They're dead. At some point, whoever sent them will know something's up. I don't think they're just going to forget about it. Yeah, I think they'll come back. So young, too. Such a shame.
Who?
The pilots. You saw them. Those boys looked like they were what, 18? 20, tops. Amazing how much they look like us. Sure, they had their legs backwards, but I've seen Vincent flip his so many times, it sort of looks normal to me now.
Have we learned anything new from the autopsy?
Nothing a dinosaur like me can understand. You'll have to talk to Rose. I do know these two were just kids doing their jobs, whatever that was. There'll be some grieving people where they came from. And grieving people make rash decisions. I think they'll come back. I think there'll be a whole lot more of them. And this time, I bet you, they won't stare at the scenery for a week before they start blowing shit up.
That is a very pessimistic view of things. How about the robot? Has it revealed any of its secrets?
That I can answer. We've learned so very little about that robot that I actually understand all of it. They pretty much build them like they used to, the basic design's the same. Same number of parts, it fell to pieces a few minutes after it was disabled. The control room is almost identical to ours. The console has a couple more buttons, but that's it.
Can we put it back together?
You'd like to have another one, wouldn't you?
Well...
Don't get your hopes up. That thing's busted. Nothing works anymore. Themis's shield cut through the control room. The sphere is broken, all bent up. Lost the white stuff it was floating in. Whatever it was, it evaporated almost instantly. The torso's cut in half. We can't weld any of it. Duct tape won't work either. The rest of the robot, well, we don't understand how it works any more than we understand how Themis can move. You look at the cross-section, and aside from the big hole where the control room was, it's just a big hunk of solid metal. The only good thing I can think of is that the controls are so similar we might be able to use theirs for spare parts if we break anything. Judging by the way our pilots handle things, I'd say that's likely. The science team will be happy come Monday.
Why Monday?
I'm sending the engineers home. The real nerds can play with it now.
They could not before.
They could look at it, but I wouldn't let them do anything that could damage it any more than it is.
Why not?
What do you think? I wanted another one, too. But it's officially scrapped now. They can do with it as they please. Spare parts and happy scientists. That's what we get for 136,000 dead.
That is hardly the only positive that came out of the London events. I thought you, of all people, would find some comfort in the outcome.
Me, of all people?
I doubt anyone will question the relevance of EDC anymore. Not in our lifetime, anyway. Themis has done exactly what we said and hoped she could do. The EDC has saved London, perhaps the human race. There is not a government on this planet that will refuse you funding. You will have all the resources you need for as long as you need. On a more personal level, no one will question your leadership, ever. In the eyes of most, the tragedy that sent all these people to their deaths could have been avoided had the British government done as you asked. You are perhaps the only person to ever live to enjoy this much credibility on a planetary level. What you say goes for everyone, everywhere.
Give it another year. Today, we're entertaining people identify. Makes them feel better about their lives. The press is saying nice things about us because that's what people want to hear. But you eat the same ice cream flavor every day after a while. At some point, saying nice things about the EDC won't sell as many papers.
People hardly buy newspapers anymore.
We're old, aren't we? Well, a few weeks, 6 months, a year from now, singing our praises, won't sell whatever the hell they sell these days. And trust me, they'll try saying bad things. They'll question our research, whether we could do anything against a large enemy force. Funny thing is, they'll be right. It's not that we aren't trying, but we haven't squeezed any new technology out of that thing in 10 years. You think we'd have at least a faster toaster, better car brakes, softer toilet paper, but no. Not a goddamn thing. And don't get me started on how we'd fare against more than one of those robots.
I hate having to point out the obvious, but we won. We prevailed. Themis fought the alien robot in hand-to-hand combat, and she was victorious.
You call that combat? They dug a hole.
They immobilized the enemy.
They dug a hole. What were the odds that their shield could knock out that energy field? They were just lucky. Our guys were in way over their heads. Not their fault. We should never have sent them. That was like a schoolyard fight. They were getting pounded by a bigger kid, and they panicked. I'm happy it worked, but it doesn't make me feel any better about our chances. The Resnick girl is just insane, if you ask me.
Some would say she has instinct.
That's one way to put it.
It is not the first time her impulsive nature has paid dividends. There are very few people whose careful planning I trust more than her improvisation.
Maybe. But it doesn't matter. She can't bury more than one of these robots if they send more.
What do you think we can do to prepare?
I've asked myself that question so many times. If the stakes weren't so high, I'd find this funny. On paper, I run a military organization, but the one thing we all agree on is that there is no military response to a large alien force. You saw what it did to three armored regiments. Hell, it even took out the city that was around the three armored regiments. Buildings, cars, people, cats, dogs. Didn't even spare the cockroaches.
The Themis can also do that.
Well, maybe we can give them a hand and wipe out a few cities ourselves. What she can't do is hurt these things if they don't stand still. She hit that robot dead on with her weapon. Might as well have thrown insults at it.
She did give him the finger.
Too bad the helicopters were gone. That would have made a great picture.
Or a statue.
Ha! You made a joke. They could have used that for the memorial. Did you see the monument they made? The alien robot kneeling before Themis? Looks like she's knighting him. Better than Hercules and Diomedes, I guess. Oh, you don't know that one. Look it up.
You have not answered my question.
My point is this. There's nothing we can do. Not with what we have. Our only hope, if they ever come back, is that my kids will have found something useful by then. I hate to say it, 'cause she's completely crazy, but it's all about Rose now.
It is all about Rose, is it not?
Yes, that's why I said it.
She fell on the hand when she was a child. She somehow ended up in charge of studying it. Now we are waiting for a war that we cannot win, and our best hope for survival lies with her.
Like you said, you're really good at stating the obvious, but is there a point to all this?
Of course. Did you ever wonder why they chose to bring her back?
File number 1526. Session Notes. Patient Eva Reyes. Dr. Benicio Muñoz Rivera, psychiatrist, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Tell me about your nightmares, Eva.
I don't want to talk about that. You said we could play some games.
We just did, Eva. Well, now we need to talk.
Those weren't fun. I want to play real games.
Your mother is worried about you, Eva.
I'm fine. She doesn't need to worry.
Can you tell me what happened yesterday?
Nothing happened. I was taking a bath.
Your mother was very scared. Tell me what happened.
I saw something. I wanted to know what it felt like not being able to breathe. I didn't know my mother was in the room. I was just curious. I wasn't trying to...
She says you spend all your time alone, that you don't talk to your friends anymore.
I don't have any friends. They think I'm crazy.
No one thinks that, Eva.
Yes, they do!
Eva!
You don't know what you're talking about. I'm not imagining it. They say it all the time. They all think I'm crazy. My mother thinks that too. That's why I'm here.
It's perfectly normal for a girl your age to have some bad thoughts, Eva. I don't think they're magically going to go away either. But there are tools you can use to take control of those thoughts. That's why I'm here. To give you those tools. I want you to stop being afraid of what's in your head.
How could I not be afraid? I saw them die. All of them.
Who died, Eva?
Those people in London. I saw them dead.
What did you see?
They were all dead.
I meant precisely. Can you describe the images?
There were thousands of them. Everywhere. They were just lying there on the sidewalk. Inside the cars.
Like they fell asleep?
All at the same time.
You saw the bodies?
Yes.
But there weren't any bodies in London after last year's attack, Eva. You saw that. It was on television. There was nothing left.
Yeah, but they're dead, aren't they?
You just had a nightmare about a bad thing that happened. It's natural for you to put the two together, but You just said yourself what you saw isn't what happened.
They're not nightmares. And not... Whatever. I know you don't believe me. Can I go now?
Not yet.
Then can we talk about something else?
What else did you see?
I don't want to do this anymore.
Eva, tell me, what else did you see?
I saw a robot falling into the clouds.
You mentioned that vision before. How can anything fall into the sky? Was it falling upwards from an airplane?
I don't know. Not from a plane, no.
Then from where, Eva?
I don't know! I'm just telling you what I saw. Can I go?
That's okay. I just want you to consider the possibility that what you're seeing isn't real. Will you do that for me?
Sure.
You have a very vivid imagination, Eva. And that's a good thing. A very good thing. You should find ways to take advantage of it. You like to draw?
Yes.
Maybe you can draw the things you see. Put them on your wall. I think it might help.
Help with what?
It might help you realize it's all in your head, give you some control over your thoughts. Then you might not be so afraid of them anymore.
Not always afraid of them.
That's good. Can you think of what's different when you're not?
What do you mean?
I'd like to know why you're not afraid of some of the things you see.
They're not all bad things. Sometimes I see good things happening.
Like what?
I saw my dad buying a new car. He was happy.
Did your dad buy a new car?
No. He's saving for it.
So not everything you see happens, does it?
I don't know, but it feels real when I see it.
Of course it does. Dreams can seem very real.
They're not dreams! I see these things when I am awake. I see them all the time. I know what dreams are. I also know when I am imagining things. This is not the same. No, you don't think I'm telling the truth, but I am. It's different.
Eva, I never said you weren't telling the truth. I never thought that for a moment. I know you think what you're seeing is real. I just want you to make room for the possibility that it's not.
It's 4 o'clock. My mom will be waiting downstairs.
Yes. You can go, Eva. Think about what I said. Next time it happens, try telling yourself it's not real. Say it out loud if you need to, and start drawing what you see. You can bring your drawings with you next time. I'd like to see them. If that doesn't work, we'll try something else. There is a special kind of medication that might make the bad thoughts go away.
I don't want medication.
It's just a thought, Eva. Your parents and I, we just want you to be happy.
File number 1528. Interview with Dr. Rose Franklin, Head of Science Division, Earth Defense Corps. Location, EDC Headquarters, New York, New York.
Put the gun down, Dr. Franklin.
Get out.
Dr. Franklin.
Please, I just want to be alone. I'm not hurting anyone.
You are pointing a 9mm handgun at your right temple. I do not wish to draw unfounded conclusions, but I do fear for your safety at the moment. I also know the reason you are distraught and realize I might have been a contributing factor to your current state of mind.
It wasn't pointed at my head until your guard walked in, and you didn't do anything. Now go, both of you.
Dr. Franklin, put the gun down so this gentleman here can leave us alone. I would very much like to talk to you.
Put the gun down, ma'am!
Young man, there is no immediate danger here. You can holster your weapon.
I can't do that, sir!
Your name and rank, please.
Petty Officer Franklin, sir!
Franklin? Are you two related?
No, sir!
If you are not related to her, Petty Officer Franklin, she will not mind when I have you locked up for the remainder of your short life. You probably know very little about me, but you can trust that if I apply myself, I can make your existence so excruciatingly painful that you will beg for it to end. And I give you my word, if any harm comes to Dr. Franklin, self-inflicted or not, while you are pointing your weapon at her, I will apply myself
thoroughly.
Good. Now leave us.
Sir?
Close the door behind you. Dr. Franklin, please accept my apology for the lack of sensibility demonstrated by your namesake. The elite, unfortunately, do not get assigned to night shift security. More than anything, please forgive me if our previous discussion prompted this moment of despair.
It's not despair. I just want to put an end to this charade. I shouldn't be here. Rose Franklin is dead.
That is not what I said. Please give me the gun. We both know you will not end your life today. It is almost 5 a.m., so I assume you've been staring at the weapon for hours. I do not doubt your conviction, but your resolve will not magically increase after breakfast.
It's harder than I thought.
The will to live is very hard to suppress. It shames me to say it is a subject I am well versed in. Besides, we really need your help.
You don't need me. You really don't. I haven't done anything useful since I came back.
That is not true. No one understands Themis better than you do.
She's not supposed to be here either. You know that? I was wrong. We weren't meant to find her. She's supposed to be buried, hidden. I'm supposed to be dead. You should dismantle Themis, throw her back to the bottom of the ocean. Forget about her and forget about me.
It's a little late for that.
I just want it to stop. You don't know what it's like to be... Oh, it doesn't matter. Can you please leave?
It matters to me. If you will not give me the gun, at least put it down. There. What I told you yesterday was meant to reassure you. It is fairly obvious now that what I said did not have the intended result.
You just told me the truth. I'm not me. I'm a copy.
I said nothing of the sort.
You said they remade me out of thin air.
They recreated you based on data they had obtained before your death.
I'm a copy.
I tried to relay to you information that was given to me by one of the people involved. I can see now that my rendition was less than perfect. It sounded much better in my head. The central point, which seems to have been lost in translation, was that who you are, your essence, was fully preserved in the process.
It doesn't matter. I'm not...
I was not finished. I have made a terrible mistake in thinking I could convincingly explain things that I barely understand myself. I have done so out of distrust, in a gratuitous attempt to control information that you were clearly entitled to. I was wrong, and I am sorry. The person who gave me that information...
Is he one of the people that made me?
I believe he is. He offered to meet you and tell you exactly what was done to you. I refused. Before you do anything that cannot be undone, let me contact him and arrange that meeting. Your scientific knowledge is infinitely greater than mine, and you should be able to understand a great deal more than I did. I suspect he had to vulgarize things a lot for my benefit. Will you listen to what he has to say? Good. I am relieved to see that your curiosity is still greater than your despair. Now, will you give me the gun?
What if it doesn't work? What if I don't like what he has to say?
Then I will try something else.
You can't babysit me forever.
Probably not, but I can order other people to do so. If you want me to say I will give you back your gun and close the door behind me on the way out, I will not. I will do everything I can to stop you from ending your life. In part because I care about you, but mostly for purely selfish and practical reasons. That being said, you are a very intelligent and resourceful woman, and if you are fully motivated, I will probably fail. Then I will try something else.
What do you mean?
You were brought back from the dead once. There is no reason to believe it cannot be done again. And again.
You'd do that to me?
I would do anything I feel is necessary to protect us. I would very much like to avoid having to tell you about the needs of the many, but this is one of those moments. Most experts, including yourself, if I'm not mistaken, believe in the impending return of our alien visitors. Even you should concede that your current despondency is inconsequential in comparison. If Ms. Resnick were contemplating jumping into the abyss, I trust you would do everything in your power to stop her.
Probably. But her role in all this is obvious. I just don't think I can be useful to you anymore.
Time will tell. May I change the subject for a moment?
What do you want to talk about?
I would like you to tell me what you have learned about the beings that were inside the alien robot.
Why, there's nothing new to tell.
Humor me.
You know all this. You read the reports. We talked about this.
Are they similar to us?
Where are you going with this? You know what they look like. You've seen them. They're humanoid. Type 5. Dark olive skin. Knees reversed like the robot. And it's really their knees. They're not digitigrade like we suspected. They have an extra joint in their legs. No eyebrows. Everything else looks human inside and out.
How close are they to us from a genetic standpoint? I know that we share 98% of our DNA with chimpanzees. Can you tell me how much of it we share with the aliens?
You've read the report. What more do you need?
I want you to tell me.
You should have stuck with Alyssa. She's the expert in all this.
I wish I could talk to Alyssa about a great many things, but as she is unavailable at the moment, I would like you to tell me what you understand.
Well, the first part of what you said isn't exactly true. How similar our DNA is to a chimp depends a lot on what you compare. It's really not that close if you look at everything. The short answer for the aliens we found is 0%, since they don't have DNA.
I find it difficult to believe that they could be so different from us.
They're not. They're made pretty much the same way. It's just not. Do you know what DNA is?
Deoxyribonucleic acid. My understanding is that it contains genetic instructions for life as we know it. I realize this is a simplistic answer.
That's the gist of it. It's information storage. It's a complex molecule that can store an incredible amount of information. And it's stable. The really cool part is that it can replicate itself. That's basically all you need to create life. The ability to hold information for a certain amount of time and to pass it on. And you got the name right. I was asking whether you knew what it's made of.
Tell me.
DNA is a nucleic acid, like the name says. It's made up of smaller things called nucleotides. To make a nucleotide, you need three things. A phosphate, a base, and a sugar.
Sugar?
Yep, there's sugar in life. If the sugar is the one we call deoxyribose, you get deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA. If the sugar is ribose, a simpler sugar, you get RNA, which can also store information but isn't as stable as DNA. The aliens have a very similar genetic makeup, but their nucleotides use a different sugar, a form of what we call arabinose.
ANA.
Exactly.
And that is the only difference?
Not quite. Each nucleotide also has a base. In DNA, are you sure you want to hear this?
Please.
In DNA, there are four possible bases. Cytosine, guanine, adenine, and thymine, which we just call C, G, A, and T. That's the genetic alphabet. The alien genetic code doesn't use A, but something called diaminopurine. It makes their genetic code a little more stable than ours.
Is it compatible with our DNA?
Maybe. It's close enough. The two might be able to talk to each other.
So there is nothing really interesting about the differences.
Are you kidding? This is probably one of the greatest discoveries we've ever made. People thought DNA was pretty much the only way you could get life. We've been wondering whether life could evolve from an RNA base. It's just recently that people have been able to play with the makeup of nucleic acids. We can make ANA in a lab. We've done it with a bunch of different sugars. We can make diaminopurine. We can make all this. But to see it occur naturally in the universe, in complex life forms so similar to us, now we know there's nothing really special about DNA. We can change the ingredients and still have a recipe for life. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're this close to understanding how life came about, how you go from a thing to a living thing. It's
fascinating.
It's not just fascinating. It's awe-inspiring. It's genesis.
It touches you.
Yes, it's...
That seems like a completely human reaction to me.
I guess they made a good copy. I know what you're trying to do, but I don't think I'm a robot. Having feelings doesn't make me less of a fraud.
Does it not? I was not drawing attention to the fact that you can experience emotions, but to what triggered this emotional response. It may be my limited knowledge, but it seems to me you were moved by the fact that the building blocks for life can take many forms. Was it not the point you were making? That there is nothing fundamentally unique about DNA, no magic involved. You were saying that no matter the ingredients, life can shape itself from any molecular structure stable enough to hold information and replicate itself. You were moved because you were able to decompose something you thought was impenetrable into elements you can understand.
Yes.
Then should you not feel the same awe over what happened to you? Why would the realization that something as unique as you can be reduced to a stable configuration of atoms not bring you the same satisfaction? I know nothing of genetics, so I am not moved as you are by the discoveries you describe, but I find you extraordinary. And I am absolutely humbled by the thought of something so complex and nuanced being remade from the very fabric of the universe. If your faith is what is torturing you, you should find the miracle in there. Think about it.
Your phone is vibrating.
It does not matter.
You should answer. It might be important.
I am here for you.
Pick up. I promise I won't do anything stupid.
Very well. Yes? When? I'm on my way.
What is it?
Something that unfortunately requires my immediate attention.
You can go.
I will not leave you alone. I can ask Ms. Resnick to come and keep you company, but I would rather you came with me. Your assistance may be needed.
What's going on?
Themis has disappeared.
What?
Will you come with me?
Yes. Let's go.
Dr. Franklin, the gun, please.
File number 1529. Interview with Captain Kara Resnick, Earth Defense Corps. Location, EDC Headquarters, New York, New York.
Were the hangar doors closed?
Do you remember?
Everyone, stop! One at a time. General, you go.
When did you notice that Themis was missing?
Really? Like 5 minutes ago when I called you. You think I went for a manicure first?
Watch your tone, Captain Resnick.
I'm trying, but we're wasting time. Yes, Rose?
Were the hangar doors closed the whole time?
Yeah, they were. I'm telling you, he didn't go for a stroll. He can't walk Themis without me. She falls.
Miss Resnick, are you certain Themis was inside the hangar this morning?
Yes! She was here like 10 minutes ago. I saw her. I talked to Vincent.
Please tell us everything that you remember.
What I remember? It just happened. Is anyone listening?
We are now.
Vincent got up real early this morning. Said he wanted to try a few things by himself, so he let me sleep in. I couldn't go back to sleep, so I read a little, and then I headed here. I radioed him. He was in the sphere. I asked if he had breakfast, and he said no. I told him I'd bring bagels up. I went into the kitchen, and when I came back, they were gone.
Are you certain you are not forgetting anything? The smallest detail could be important.
Yes, I mean... Well, he said he wasn't hungry. I told him it'd be a shame to let the bagels go bad. He brings them back from Montreal when he visits. We don't have a freezer here. He said okay. I made bagels. Do you want to know what I put on them? Cream cheese and raspberry jam. Then Themis was gone with my husband inside. Happy?
I am now. Details about the condiments were unnecessary.
I think that was the first time I've called him my husband, not as a joke. We have to find him.
We will. Dr. Franklin, can you tell us where Themis is located at this moment?
There's nothing on the GPS.
Could it be malfunctioning?
We're picking up everything else, just not Themis.
Perhaps the receiver is broken.
All three of them? Are you sure you can't see her?
According to this, she's not here anymore.
That makes no sense. She couldn't have just vanished.
Maybe someone tampered with the GPS receiver so we could not locate her.
Not a chance.
I am simply trying to lay down some possible explanations.
And that's not one of them.
Why is that?
The receivers are inside the sphere. It takes about 10 minutes just to get up there. You'd have to find them, disable them, all before Vincent can pick up a radio. Then what? Even with Vincent, you can't pilot her out of here. That's a 200-foot-tall, 7,000-metric-ton piece of metal to move without making any noise, all in the time it takes me to make a bagel.
Your logic is sound. Can you offer a more plausible explanation?
Not right now, I can't.
Could the aliens have somehow transported her?
You mean like the alien robot just beamed itself in London? I don't know, Rose?
We don't know if it beamed itself or if something else beamed it. Either way, I don't think so.
It would seem premature to reject this explanation without any evidence to the contrary.
She's right. If they could just yank Themis away whenever they felt like it, they would have done it when we fought, wouldn't they?
It is possible they lacked the ability at the time, but possess it now. Doing so might require a ship or equipment that was not present in London.
But it'd be here now, without our detecting anything?
It does sound a bit far-fetched, but we are talking about giant robots from outer space.
It's not an option anyway.
I would not blindly discard the possibility.
I would. If aliens just beamed Themis to their homeworld, or into space, or whatever, then there's nothing we can do about it. Can we talk about scenarios where we get Themis and Vincent back? And in one piece?
Certainly. If we ignore, for the moment, the possibility that Themis is no longer on Earth, there would seem to be only two options. Either the GPS is malfunctioning or has been tampered with, or she is somewhere the GPS signal cannot reach. Could she be inside a structure that blocks the signal?
You mean like here?
Yes. I know GPS receivers do not function properly inside some buildings.
Themis is different somehow. It takes a lot of interference to block a signal from her. We shouldn't get a radio signal inside this much metal, but it works. GPS won't work on my cell phone inside this building, but it works inside the sphere, and we always see Themis on screen when she's here.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin. But she could be in a more opaque building. We cannot reject every improbable explanation, as there clearly are no probable ones available.
Okay, so either Vincent is being zipped through space on his way to God knows where, or he's here on Earth and we just can't reach him. Can we start making a list of places that can hold a 200-foot giant?
We certainly can. But without sounding overly pessimistic, You have made a very solid argument that Themis could not simply have been moved in the traditional sense. If aliens did not beam her out of this hangar, it would appear someone or something did.
Vincent and I had talked about the possibility that Themis might be able to transport herself, assuming that's what the robot in London did. We haven't tried anything yet, but it's not impossible Vincent found something on his own.
Where could he have gone?
I have no idea.
I hate to interrupt, but the press is coming this afternoon. There's a Q&A with the pilots and some high school kids.
I fear you will have to reschedule, General. Ms. Resnick is unfortunately coming down with a very nasty case of the same flu that kept her husband in bed this morning.
What can I do while I recover?
You can help the General make a list of potential domestic sites.
Where are you going?
Chantilly, Virginia. We should have satellite surveillance of any facility large enough to house a missile silo, or a small army. Who is that at the door?
That's Amy... something. She's a civilian employee.
Is she supposed to be here?
She's cleared. She works in comms.
Let her in. What can we do for you, Ms., Amy?
I'm terribly sorry to bother you, but your cell phone won't work with the room secured. I had a gentleman on the phone who said an Interpol Infraterra red notice, wow, that's a mouthful, popped up on facial recognition in Helsinki. I have no idea what that means, but he said you'd like to know.
Thank you very much, Amy. You can go now.
What is it?
A very busy day, Ms. Resnick.
File number 1532. Transcript. Finnish Customs Interrogation. Location, Helsinki Airport.
I told you 100 times already. My name is Marina Antoniou.
And what are you doing in Helsinki?
I don't believe this. I'm not doing anything in Helsinki. I have a connecting flight. What time is it?
Almost 1900.
Come on! I've already missed my plane. I've been in this room for 6 hours. Can I go now?
Soon. You can take the next flight. Where are you flying to?
There is no next flight. The next one is tomorrow. And you have my ticket in front of you. I know you're asking the same questions over and over again to see if I change my story. But this must be the 10th time you've asked. And it's written down right here, New York City, so is my name. It's a plane ticket. I can't go anywhere else with it. If you plan on questioning me forever, you should at least find something I could possibly get wrong.
These are just routine questions. Airport security has been increased and your boarding pass was selected at random.
Why don't you tell me what's really going on? You don't select people at random to spend a day being in...
I only have a few more questions for security reasons.
No! You don't! You ran out of questions... 4 hours ago. Can I get some coffee?
Soon.
You keep looking at your watch. Are you waiting for someone?
He is waiting for me. He did not offer you anything to drink because you would not be allowed to leave this room, and he did not want you to soil yourself. Thank you, young man. You can leave us. I know I need not remind you that you may not discuss your encounter with this woman with anyone. You can, however, discuss your promotion with your superior when you exit this room. Alyssa Papantonio. You do not seem surprised to see me.
I had a feeling you might be coming.
New passport? Antonio. I'm impressed.
They told me to make the lie as close to the truth as possible.
Why Marina?
My mother's name.
Hard to forget. The Russians taught you well.
They also told me you're trying to frame me for the Srebrenica massacre. Don't you think that's overreaching?
Is it?
You think I would kill people for some outdated notion of ethnicity?
To be frank, Ms. Papantonio, I have absolutely no idea what you believe is worthy of torture or death.
Torture? I would never purposely inflict pain on anyone. You really don't know me at all.
I am the first to admit it. I do not. But you had no compulsions about submitting Ms. Resnick to, shall we say, very unpleasant procedures.
I never wanted her to suffer. I'm not some psychopath who burned kittens as a child. I never took pleasure in hurting anyone.
You are telling me you had absolutely no part in the events at Srebrenica?
How can you? Do you know what happened during the Bosnian Wars? Or did you just watch the news people get all the names wrong?
I have no first-hand knowledge of the Bosnian War. I was present during the Kosovo War.
So you know the difference between a Serbian and a Serb? A Bosnian and a Bosniak?
Croatians and Croats. I am aware of the difference between nationality and ethnicity. What does this have to do with your involvement in ethnic cleansing?
My parents. They were scholars. They met at a conference. My father came from Orthodox Serbs. My mother was Romanian. Catholic. Somehow that made her a Croat in the eyes of everyone in our town, except for the Croats, who called her a gypsy. My sister had a Muslim boyfriend. I was an atheist. We were all Bosnians.
Your point?
I wouldn't have known which side I was on.
You were unemployed for over a year at the time of the massacre, yet your lifestyle never suffered.
Is that what bothers you? I was supposed to be a geneticist. There was no research anymore. People weren't getting paid. I was tired of seeing mutilated people die in front of me. So I quit the hospital. My parents had just died. They left me some money.
Then I suppose I will have to be content watching you be tried in the United States. It says here you had a layover in New York on your way to Puerto Rico. Why were you going back there?
Nothing that concerns you.
I realize we do not know each other very well, but you must understand that you will eventually tell me all that I want to know. Why not save yourself the added discomfort?
Now who's talking about torture? What are you so angry for?
We both know what you did. If you do not remember, I am certain you will be reminded many times during your trial.
I only did what needed to be done. Someone had to, even if you didn't have the stomach for it.
Removing Ova from Ms. Resnick against her will is something that had to be done?
It would have been better if she had volunteered, but she didn't. Yes, it had to be done.
It did not have to be done there and then. You could have waited until she volunteered, or until the circumstances called for more extreme measures.
No, I couldn't have. You can't wait. You can't worry about other people's feelings. You can't compromise hope for the best. Or people die.
You seem agitated all of a sudden.
Have you ever seen a village being raided?
I have not.
Me neither. But my father told me. I was still in Sarajevo when the siege began. The whole country went crazy. Everybody fought everybody. The Serbs fought the Croats. Everyone fought the Muslims. Villages were being raided all the time. Then one day, they came in.